podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy.
I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
So can't bounce by your speakers.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
When I wake up in the morning, all I wanna do is let my soul shine, enjoying my time, and everything's fine. But then I'm caught up with the worries of the days I thought I left behind. They're caught in my mind, and now I don't know where to turn to. Don't it seem like I went and messed it all up? Don't it seem like I went and filled up my cup? But at least I try to keep on pushing with the pen inside. Every time I hear a name, every time I play the game, every sign I see is the same. It drives me insane.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal the Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, XRPRadio.co.uk from the Highlands of Scotland, RootaRootRadio.com from the beaches of San Diego, California, BuildTheScene.com/radio here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania. I feel like I forgot one. I did. AltRockRadio.ca from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. This is episode number 624 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight is Luke Welts. What's up, Luke?
Hey, Bill, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. This is a episode. I believe it's the second time you've been on.
Yes. We were here previously. I think last year, sometime probably around summer.
I think it was episode 581, if I looked correctly today. Mm. So a little more than 40 episodes ago.
A lot's happened.
I went on your website earlier, and I don't know if this is new or if I just missed it last time. Besides being in the Luke Welts band, you also perform with Big Trouble and 18 at Heart.
Mm-hmm. That is a new development. It started at the top of this year. Mm-hmm.
You want to tell us a little bit about both of those bands?
Yeah, I spent a lot of money on a new keyboard because I needed something that would give me all the synths, all the pads, and all the different kind of stuff for that type of music. And I wasn't really playing that kind of music before. So I went to NSUF. I got myself the newest Yamaha MX-88, newest synthesizer that they have. And I'll admit, it was one of the, not the biggest hurdle, but it was definitely a hurdle in the path that I've been doing music for. Because before the keyboard I have now, I was mostly just working with a simple setup, about 7 tones, you know, mostly grand piano, because I do a lot of solo acoustic. I do a lot of acoustic and acoustic open mics, so I would use it for that. But then, you know, they had requests of things to play that were a little more above what I was already doing. So I kind of took that next step, got the new keyboard, and started learning how to use synths and organs. And I feel like really becoming a keyboardist, because I wouldn't really call myself one before that.
And that's what you're playing in those two bands, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Big Trouble's fun. They're a party band, and 18 at Heart is kind of a lot of 80s, like Still of the Night, Journey, Def Leppard, a lot of kind of stuff that has that 80s synth sound to it. And I got a lot of knowledge from just playing that kind of music, and I reached out to some guys who knew a little bit more than me to help me pick the right equipment and get myself, you know, set up to do that, because I saw it as an opportunity to grow as far as a musician, and I'm really glad I did, because now I've taken all that stuff from what I've learned with the other bands and brought it back to my group and add it, and it's made some really cool stuff with the originals and what we do for covers.
You also mentioned InStuff Music there. Those guys are great.
They're terrific. I mean, they give you the right price. You can get it that day. I don't, when it comes to music equipment, I don't order online. I don't know how anybody can just, you know, wait that long now with shipping and everything. I'd rather kind of get it in my hands and take it home.
There are quite a few local musicians that work there. Some of them are my neighbors. and in your band.
Right. Yeah. It's a great store. I really wasn't introduced to it before Joey. And now that's really my spot for everything. Because, I mean, I live in Latrobe, so the best thing we have right now is Vitones. And I don't know if you've been to Vitones, but the selection is, I'm not dissing on them. There's good people that work there, but as far as the selection goes for live music, it's a little limiting.
My experience with them, I'm not a musician, but, you know, I work with musicians almost daily. I put on a benefit show years ago, and I went up there to rent lights, and they gave me 4 sets of trees and charged me for one, which was awesome.
Beautiful.
Just renting, but even still, mm-hmm. they were up to help, which was awesome.
I've never rented, but it's a great resource to have, because I know we had a show probably about 2 weeks ago at Greenhouse Winery, and we needed 2 mains. And, you know, we had them that day and got rid of them that night. It was very easy. It's a new way. I'm probably going to look into getting, you know, sound system as far as for shows and stuff like that.
You have 3 singles out. And I think the last time we chatted, we played one of them. But, you know, you're many mixes through it at this point. And, So I actually am putting on the show notes, I'm linking to your latest or your popular songs on Spotify, which just happens to be those 3 singles, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. That worked out nicely when I grabbed the embed code. What is the best pizza that you've had because you're a musician, either on your way to a show, at a show, or on your way home?
At first it was Joey O's, and now it's Yinder Valley Farm in Mount Pleasant. I've been doing a lot of gigs there as far as their Bloody Mary bars and open mic now I have there every other Thursday. And their pizza is rich, it's filling, it's thick. It's the best in town. I mean, it's as far as pizza comes, it's my favorite. I always tell people don't get too much because you'll eat two slices and you'll feel like a bloated whale. You know what I mean? So,
is Joey O's is in like Greensburg, right?
Yeah, they have a Greensburg location and a Latrobe location. When family would always come back from out of state, that's where we always went growing up. So it has some memories there. But recently I just had to get one from Yinzer because I was in a pinch and I was super hungry. And it was the best. It was a lot better than I thought it would be. I didn't know that they had so many different toppings. They do, I think I got a white pizza with both green and black olives, red onions, minced garlic, and it was really good. It was a solid pizza.
What is a non-standard venue that you would like to play at? Like Metallica played in Antarctica and Kiss played in the ocean to sharks. What is somewhere where you people wouldn't think of?
People wouldn't think of. I guess the White House, because everything going on right now. I wouldn't want to play in the White House because there'd be too much political tension right now.
There's definitely a lot of that going around.
Yeah.
Who is your Dave Grohl? In other words, who do you want to go up on stage with and play one of their originals?
Oh, man. I'd say probably FUBAR or Black Ridge. I'm not sure exactly what song, but I just know those bands bring it. Like, they really bring it. They have a lot of energy, and they have just a lot of spunk to them. I mean, they're the front man for Black Ridge is great to watch, and FUBAR has, like, you know, how many horn players a show, and you got Jake Hirsch, who's a good friend of mine. Be good to play with him too.
See, now I'm going to have to play both of those bands on this episode.
Yes. They're both very good. Yeah. Usually just live. I think last time we played a festival with them was, last year for E-Train, down at Homer City. That was a good time, and they had the lights all set up and everything. They were closing the night out. So yeah, they kick ass. They're a really good group of guys.
And I actually had Jake on a couple episodes ago. Unfortunately, at the end, I told him, you know, his scans were coming up, and we were talking about it. And I saw he got some good news, but he also got some bad news. So anyone who was following along with Jake from FUBAR, you can go read that. Mostly good news, some bad news.
Yeah. I just read a post from him the other day, kind of giving his update. I mean, the best you can do as a friend is just pray and hope, you know, they get through that and come out the other side and, you know, retain their health and everything like that. It's just like a family member, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm. So we will play, I'm trying to think which song we played the title track. So we'll play a different one for FUBAR, and then Black Ridge. I have quite a few of their songs. We'll figure that out later.
Right. Good Looking Corpse. Didn't that just come out? Recently?
I do have that one. That one's fun.
Mm-hmm. I've seen him do that live a couple of times. That is a really cool song.
Hey, well, let's do this. If you were going to build a band from the local scene to manage that you are not allowed to be in, and nobody in a band that you're currently in is allowed to be in, who would you put in the band?
So I'm just the manager. No, I can't sing or anything.
Nope. Just managing.
Okay. All right. Just managing. On guitar, I'd have, oh shoot, never mind. Let me start on drums. So on drums, I would have Dave Blake, on drums, on guitar. I would have, probably Nicky Nails. Nicky Nails is kind of, he has a lot of good influence in like grunge and metal, and he could play pretty good. Bassist, I would go with probably Bruce from Big Trouble. Bruce is a really good bassist. Lead singer, I'd probably go, I don't know her first name, but whoever the lead singer is from Willow Hill.
Oh.
Forget her first name.
Well, I can't think of her name or his name.
Right. There's a second backup. There's a girl who's on the up and coming. I just saw her last Thursday out the Wicked Googly. I believe her name is Leah. I didn't get her last name, but she stunned the whole room like last week at open mic, like got a standing ovation, everything. And I've never seen her before. Apparently somebody said she's from South America, and that was her first time doing an open mic, like here in the local scene. I'll try to send you her stuff, but she's great. I mean, she's really awesome.
CT Fields and Alexandra.
Alexandra, yeah.
And they were in Love Betty, for anyone who's been paying attention to the scene that long ago.
I remember when I used to work at Sharky's in on the plaza in Latrobe there, they were still Love Betty, and I was working there, and that's they've come in and play.
Yeah, back when I was first introduced to them, I was on a station from Texarkana, Texas, and he was playing them, and they were from Pennsylvania.
Ah.
I believe they actually live in Tennessee now, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think that move happened pretty recently, but they still, I know they just played Greenhouse Winery recently. They still do a couple local scenes around here.
Let me think. Oh, tell us a little bit more about the open mic at Yinzer Valley Farms.
Yeah, we just got that going. So it's every other Thursday. It's been a little difficult with the weather because it's an outdoor setting. I think the first night I had to pull out the tarp and everything, kind of have a little rain delay. But other than that, we've had a good turnout. We get about 7-8 signups. And you know, there's a whole bar outside and everything. And Mike, who's the owner of Yinzer, he's let me come in there because I started playing there on Sundays, like every other Sunday for Blay Mary Bar. And then I've been searching for a place to kind of host my own open mic, and I figure, well, since I'm here every other week, why don't we try, you know, see what happens. And first night was a great turnout. It's acoustic, but I bring a lot of stuff. If bands want to do like an acoustic setup, I have a bass rig, a cajon, an amp for the guitar and everything. So sometimes we get some solo artists, sometimes we get a three piece, and it's been really good since the start. I can't really can say too many bad things about it, besides, like I said, the weather's been a little difficult, but other than that, it's been really good.
And that is in Mount Pleasant, correct?
Yeah, it's right behind the Marathon gas station in Mount Pleasant. But it's called Yinzer Valley Farm. It used to be something else. They have they have weddings there, big events. I know Big Trouble's playing there for a wedding next month on the 30th. I'll be with them then. And we also do that New Year's Eve gig. We did that last year there, and that was really fun. I hope we get to go back and do that this year.
All right, so here's that moment where you get to play MTV Storyteller and tell us about the track Mr. Hollywood.
Yes. So Mr. Hollywood was basically based on one of the nights I was staying at Mr. Toad's in Greensburg, and I'm watching an open mic go down, and there's a person who comes in there, and they start setting up their equipment and everything. And, you know, before the music even gets going, before they start playing, you know, they want more monitor, they want their own amp with their own mic, they want everything really customized like for their set. And I'm sitting there watching this guy kind of like overwhelm the host a little bit with the requests and everything he wanted. I'm kind of sitting at the bar, I'm like, this guy, I think he's Mr. Hollywood. And then that's where the song kind of started. I kept that phrase in my head, and the lyrics and everything came from that song. It's a song about looking good, you know, getting what you want, calling yourself Mr. Hollywood. So,
all right. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a moment and we're gonna listen to Mr. Hollywood, and we'll be right back with Luke. Yeah, that was Mr. Hollywood by the Luke. Is that one by Luke Welts or is that by the band, Luke Welts Band? How does that work?
We're going on as Luke Walt's band. It's a little difficult with the advertising, but I only really advertise Luke Welts for like solo shows or if I'm guest hosting or anything like that. But as far as the music releasing and what's going to come out from my end, it's going to be with the band. So it's always going to be Luke Welts band when we release music.
Cool. Do you want to mention who else is in the band?
Yes. There's recently been some changes. I know you mentioned Joey earlier in the show. He is no longer with us. We have Anthony Farin, who's our lead guitar player, our drummer Nate Figler, he also drums for Truckster, and our bassist Brad Stagehar is his last name. So we got Brad Stagehar on bass, Nate Figler on drums, Anthony Farin on the guitar, and then I play keys and do, you know, and the vocals, and Nate and Brad also do backing vocals. So there's been some adjustments, you know, since last time, you know, we talked. So we definitely have some new members, and we've been working out a lot of the stuff that we need to for the shows we got coming up. So
cool. Speaking of shows that are coming up, since you mentioned it, what do you have scheduled?
A lot of solo stuff. I mean, this week I'm in Johnstown at the Fifth Pub from 9 to 11. Then this Friday I'm at Sobel's Obscure Brewery in Jeanette. Our next big show is a band. We are playing July 9th down for the Twin Lakes concert series. We're going to be opening up for a member of the Hawkeyes. I'm not sure if it's the Hawkeyes or if it's just the lead singer, but we're going to be opening up them July 9th from 6 to, I believe, 6 to 7. And then our next big festival, we have two festivals this year. There's that one I just mentioned. And then we play La Trobe Italian Festival. That's going to be September 10th from 12 to 3. And then in between all that, there's a lot of solo stuff, a lot of acoustic stuff, a lot of open mics. Because, you know, what's been going on, like when you're going through like a revamp and kind of like a new energy and new members, you don't want to overwhelm your plate, just so that, you know, the music's tight, the set's tight. So our gigs as a band are kind of, there's few and far between, but we're just kind of right now focusing on the quality and stuff. So
that makes sense. I threw up the website on the video, lukewelts.com. There's a whole list of shows there, including
there's a lot of acoustic.
Yeah,
there's a lot of solo stuff. And usually Anthony accompanies me on a lot of that stuff. My guitar player, he'll be playing with me this Friday. We've been actually really working on a good duo act together with just keys and acoustic guitar. So, and then that translates to the band, and it really kind of just helps everything.
Cool. Mm-hmm. If you could hop into DeLorean and go back in time and watch any band play live in the history of the world, what band are you going to go watch?
Oh, man. I'd probably go back and watch the Motley Crue in like 85. Just to see like Motley Crue kind of in their prime. They're a great band. It's and they also have that whole documentary Dirt that came out, which I really liked. And I still like watching them now. I also like watching Dio. I think a lot of the 18 at Heart stuff's coming in because I've been playing a lot with that kind of music. And, you know, just those bands back then had so much energy and they could really grab a crowd, where I feel like now it's like kind of like not cool. I mean, you got still have a good show and you know, get people going, but I feel like back then they could just do more things, more what they wanted to do. They didn't have to worry about, you know, the public as much.
About offending people, is that what you're trying to avoid?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying not to get banned today. I mean, but who knows, we'll see. Yeah, you have to I feel like now if you're trying to sell the act, you gotta think all right, what in this act might offend so and so or such and such, and you know, you don't want to hurt your audience. So
what are some of your favorite venues to play at?
Favorite venues? I mean, of course Yinzer, but that's a given. Strange Roots down when we played for Millvale Music Fest, we played down at Strange Roots Ale House, and that was really cool. I really like that a lot. The Fifth is always a great venue. They redid the whole inside and it looks great now. That's in Johnstown. Other than that, I like new venues, because a lot of places I've been playing this year, I've been with them, you know, for a good bit of time. So like 1700 Penn Ave is a great one too. That's near near the Strip District. That's a really fun venue as well. So
that's I'm kind of in the same boat, even though I'm not a musician with the photography. I've been going to a lot of venues that I've never been to and discovering a lot of cool new venues.
Yeah, that's kind of like, that's part of the fun. You know, it's part of the travel with everybody and everything. Like you get, when you say what's your favorite venue, it's like, you know, I have my venues that I like now, but whenever there's an opportunity to play somewhere else that's new and nobody knows who I am or knows my music, it's really exciting. You know, I get excited because it's just like, I can't wait to show people what I've been doing for the last how many years of my life.
That's so. This past weekend, I went and photographed a band at their very first gig called Black Forest Ham. It's J. Roger Davis, for anyone who knows that name. But they were playing at Paradise Park, which has been around forever. And it's only like 40 minutes from me, but I never knew it existed. And it's basically, there's a covered pavilion, a huge pavilion. There's a stage on in like under the roof. And there's a pavilion next to it with vendors. And then there's a food vendor underneath the pavilion. And there's a kids area. Wow. It was awesome. It's Paradise Park. It's in Cowansville, Pennsylvania. And a lot of history. Like if you go and read on their website, or a ton of like older country stars that had played there back in the day. So very, very cool place. I wish I would have known about it earlier.
Yeah. Are you going back anytime soon? Or,
I mean, if I see a band that's playing there that I'd like to go see. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Do you have any photo shoots coming up for bands or anything like that?
I have on July 1st and 2nd is Gigaroo, which is a Rock for Life benefit concert. I will be at that. I was supposed to be at JB's Roadside Bar and Grill on the 9th, but that show got canceled. And then August 5th and 6th for another Rock for Life show. August 25th at Jurgles for Right Turn Clyde. I'm forgetting some in there, but that's off the top of my head. You were doing a podcast. Is that still happening?
Yeah. So, no. long answer. No. Like I said, with new members, like we were doing a lot of practice and recording and stuff at my old drummer's place. So right now it's kind of it's dormant until I can get set up. I'm actually in the process of moving right now. Like I'm living in a storage unit. Basically, I have two bedrooms, one kitchen, and one is basically just full of boxes. And everything is like the mattress, the TV, everything's all in one room. So I'm moving next month. Once I get into a new place, I do plan to have a whole new revamp with the podcasts and do everything like that. I recently just got out of student loan debt. So that's been very exciting. And now I can actually put the money I want to. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It took me, I had $34,000 to pay back in 2017. That's when I started that whole process. And it was just hard to really get an edge up with what I wanted to do with my business. And now that I'm finally over top of it with the podcast, with the band, everything's going to have, you know, the right equipment and stuff without, you know, the worry of will I eat this month or this week, right. You know, or will I have the rent by the end of this month? Like I'm so happy that is totally off my back now, and I can do it, you know. And with the podcast, I guess when it comes to just the podcast, I always wanted to bring it back to my home. I always kind of found it difficult having to drive somewhere and, you know, have to do the whole meetup and then take them to the studio and then drive back at night. Like, we're going through technical. There we go. Yeah. But yeah, I've always wanted to bring it back home just so I can have more control of it. And, also just make it a little bit more personable, you know. If, you know, good friends of mine do a podcast, I wouldn't mind, you know, cooking them dinner or something like that, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, so I feel like it's a little more, I feel like it's just easier that way, you know, less middleman, less in between. You can just, if I want somebody over, shoot them a text, say, hey, come over to my place around 5 or 6 and then we're good, you know? So it was just becoming a little cumbersome having to get everybody to a gas station and drive them to the studio and then record, and then they would leave. I'd sit there, watch my guy edit it, and then drive home at night. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like just a lot of steps that I felt like were unnecessary. And now I'm being patient until I'm supposed to move in next month. So I should have, I would say I probably have the podcast going back up again before the end of summer. And that's just because I have to find, I've been doing a lot of research, just trying to find what exactly I need, as far as microphones and setup goes and everything. So I have the room, I have the spot for it. I just need to find what I need to get.
That's I used to have a 12-channel Behringer mixer sitting over there, and a headphone amp, and a gate limiter, and then I had a little 4-channel Behringer that I would use as a line mixer, and now I just plug in the XLR and use it, or the USB mic.
Yeah,
I have all that stuff still, but it's now that there's not live bands, it's so much easier to just plug in this mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anything, I'll do live music. I'll probably just keep it acoustic, I imagine, because that's the way we were doing it before, and I got to see how that was pretty, you know, sort of simple if you got just a guitar player with vocals. Mm-hmm. But I back up again. I know I didn't really announce the official end of it, but I kind of let it simmer out until, you know, I can kind of come back with the whole revamp. I think I might even change the name too. So
that's, I probably, if I wasn't 79 episodes into my other podcast, I would change its name.
Yeah.
It's 3 questions in a song, but I usually ask like 15 questions.
I always found the hardest part with hosting was just kind of keeping it going. You know, you set up all your questions and everything, and then there's just a point in the show where you're like, what do I do? You know, I'm out of questions, and you kind of got to go off of a tangent and instinct. And sometimes that's a good thing, but sometimes you listen back and you're like, why did I say that? You know what I mean?
I have very few times do I have anything, this thing sounds terrible, anything prepared ahead of time where I have the questions ready. But that's sort of because of the way the show started out. It literally, bands would come to my house and they would play live and we'd have a party at my house and just stream it live. So
yeah,
it was born out of chaos. So,
you know what I was thinking, I had a really good conversation with a buddy last week. I was at an open mic and I got him going on something that was so rich. It was such a good topic. And he just had, it was funny the way he said it was great. And I'm trying to think, and I think this is something maybe for the future. I want to be able to, cause I go out a lot, you know, I'd rather have my podcast mobile, somewhere at like an open mic night where I'm not even hosting it. I'm more or less just kind of, you know, coursing around the bar with people, and almost kind of have them not know what's going on. Of course, ask them if it's okay to release it later, but I want to find something that I can catch those moments that I have with people when I'm out. I'm just like, this is gold. You know what I mean?
So some candid moments.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is there anything you can think of as far as when it comes to like sort of concealed and mobile to do podcasting?
I mean, there are, I wish I could remember the name of the brand now, but they're little, you see reporters use it all the time. They're little recorders. They're like handheld and they have like 2 mics on them.
Yeah.
People use those to do mobile podcasting all the time.
Right.
So like you could just have it sitting on the bar while you're talking to somebody. But you do have to be careful because I believe in Pennsylvania, people have to know that you're recording them legally.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah. It's almost probably more of a danger. I mean, it's risky. Yeah. But I swear some of the best stuff comes out right there.
But yeah. But hey, I want to thank you for hanging out with me tonight, Luke.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it very much.
And make sure you check him out at lukewelts.com. That's LukeWeltz.com. If you've been watching the video, it's been below me for about the last 20 minutes. What's going to happen next? You can hear some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Then you'll hear from John American Hill Jack Lane. When that happens, you'll know that the show is ending. But that doesn't mean that you should leave the station that you're listening on. Most of those stations are going to play some more unsigned and independent music, and you may find your next favorite band that you never heard. My name is Bill. This has been episode number 624, and we'll see you next week.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.